Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome back to Batch Bitch. I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And that track was Too Cool by Kevin MacLeod, but I think you can agree a lot more cool with our input.
Easily. They thought it was too cool. Now it's too cool. Okay.
You usually don't mention what the song is, but I feel like I had to bring up that when we were recording that one, you just closed your eyes halfway through and I got really distracted. I couldn't contribute as much because I was enthralled.
I was dancing. I got real into it. Sorry.
Yeah, you were digging yourself.
I was just feeling the music, feeling the moment, feeling the vibe. Took a tap a tap a dab a bitch. Tap a tap a dab a dab a batch bitch. Dab a dab a dab a batch bitch. Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Baby. Bada bada bada. Okay,
see, that's the thing is they would have just listened to that and then have to hear it all again just now.
Sorry, I've got music in my blood.
So here we are again. It's week four of The Bachelor. And that's actually halfway through. Obviously, this is the first of two episodes this week, but we're now halfway through the season of The Bachelor. Did you know this?
Mm, cool. Very good.
Yeah. Just a bit of a fun fact. Anyway, so we open on episode 7. Here we are again. I can't even – what happened last time? Oh, Vanessa left last time, which makes this whole thing pointless. But
it would have been good if she could have seen this, like, when she was in there.
Oh, yeah. She should have – she should just be there the whole time just to give commentary, analyze. She should just do this podcast. I think we should tap out.
Yeah.
It should just be hers.
We'll hand it over to Vanessa and Steph. If they want it, we'll do it. We'll give the people what they want.
Still waiting on hearing from Steph, aren't we?
Yeah. Maybe we should follow up. Yes. Okay, everybody, add her again. Get onto Instagram and add her and be like, hey, what's your publicist say, babe?
Yeah, hello.
Can you come on the pod? We're waiting.
We know you live in Melbourne.
This is your one shot. You
apart
one
from
shot.
The time you're on national television.
Yeah, next season, we're not going to care.
No.
Treat them mean, keep them keen. We're treating you mean, Steph. Get on the pod or don't get on the pod. See if we care.
We care.
We do care, but we're just going to pretend like we don't. So,
yeah.
If she comes, I'll be like, oh, yeah, cool. Thanks for coming, Steph. Good to see you.
Oh, great. Oh, good to see you.
Oh, do you want a bagel? Well, guess what? I didn't get one for you, so no. I don't think I even see bagels that often, if I'm honest.
Yeah. Well, what is this, New York? No.
What are you? Yeah, Steph, you idiot. Why would I get you a bagel? Yuck. I'd get you a pie from downstairs because that's what Naomi always wants me to get her from the shops downstairs.
Okay, well, that's my private life. And I think you should air those kind of details on the pod. So what? I like 4 and 20 pies. I think they're really yum. I do 3 minutes in the microwave, 10 minutes in the oven, And then I cut the top off. I put tomato sauce in and mix it around with the meat. And then I put the top back on, get the meat and sauce mixture onto that, fold that in half, dip it in the meat, eat the lid, and then eat the rest of the pie.
Yeah. See, Steph, so get on the pot and Naomi will make one of those.
Yeah. tell us how you eat your pie. Thank you.
What the fuck are we doing?
Okay, so episode 7 opens.
Sorry, beautiful. How was your sunrise week?
How was my week? You never asked me how my week was.
Yeah, but now I'm asking you how your week was.
And I never noticed that you didn't ask me how my week was until you asked me how my week was.
Yeah, I never noticed I didn't either because you segue into the show. Now, tell us more about your personal life, Naomi, since you're so evasive on this topic.
Just a lot of pies. What happened? The other night I finished my pilot. It's like fully done.
Ooh, very good.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
When does it air? I mean, I don't know if I can say, but November 20. yeah. But we'll find out if I get in trouble for that. I feel like we can say. Yeah, so that's fully done. So that's exciting. And what else? Nothing. Tazza rolled in shit again.
Oh, good.
The same pile of shit, I think, because we went back to the same park and it was a few
older?
Days later.
Just a bit older.
Yeah.
Same shit. The exact same turd.
Exact same shit.
Oh, what is up with that shit?
I don't know. He's never done it. He hasn't done it in any other piles of shit ever. He just usually pees on them.
Gross. That is disgusting.
I know. Well, he tries to mark his territory everywhere and then, like, he did it so much yesterday. This is... No one cares about this, but he was like marking his territory so much that he ran out of pee, which, you know, happens after you pee everywhere. And then he tried to pee on someone else's pee and he was out of pee.
Aww.
So then he like did the littlest shit on it.
Yuck.
Just to mark his territory, and I had to pick it up and I was so annoyed at him.
So do you have to pick his shit up and the other shit up then?
I was on pee.
Oh, okay.
God, this is what people tune in for.
Yeah, I'm sorry I asked you about your week. Sorry, listeners. Sorry I made you listen to Naomi's shit story.
Tazo is a nightmare, but I love him with all my heart. Thank you. Thank you for listening. He also has a lot of skin allergies, so I went to the vet for that big dog-heavy week. Dogs and pies. So, all right, we open on Sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
The Channel 7 show. No. Well, imagine if we did.
Koshy, welcome back to The Bachelor. I don't know if that's his voice.
It's better than his voice. I hate him so much. So we get to see actually group date card, which we haven't seen in a while. They haven't not been reading out cards. But we see we have a group date. We've got some, they say Emily, Brittany, Brooke, Kat, Ashley, Alicia, and Cassie. And then, uh-oh. There are three other women who are going to be joining you on this date.
Bam. Oh, my God. I don't understand the concept of intruders in a dating show.
Why?
Because it's like, but you already have heaps of women who, like, if you're talking about, like, they're like, oh, she's new. But it's like, yeah, but you also haven't, like, spoken to half the women in the house yet, so they're still new. Like, in this episode, there was a point where I was like, oh, my God, this intruder's had more airtime than, like, the blonde, one of the blonde ladies who left in this episode.
Yeah. Ashley.
Yeah. I was like.
Spoiler alert.
I mean, nobody knew who she was anyway. Like, I was like, when she was talking, I was like, who the fuck are you? Well, the intruders were brunette, so you are not one.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she barely got any screen time. But, yeah, it's just to upset the other women.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. There's no reason to bring in.
Yeah.
New women. There's more than enough there. But I guess if everyone has one soulmate, then you're increasing your odds slightly. Still incredibly unlikely that if you have one soulmate, it's going to be out of 25 women.
Yeah. But, I mean, you can give it a go.
Why not?
Give it a go. It's more unlikely for the women that they get put in a house with their one soulmate.
Oh, absolutely. I don't actually believe in the concept of soulmates, though.
No, I think isn't it just like everybody's like, yeah, there are plenty of people
you'd
be good with.
Yeah.
There's literally plenty of fish in the sea.
There is. And you'll find a few that are fine, a few that are better than most. And
a few that are absolute dog shit.
Yeah. please don't talk about dog shit. It's very triggering.
Oh, sorry.
So then, yeah, they find out there's going to be three intruders, and they're all so surprised, which is so funny because literally every year there's
intruders every year.
Every year, and they're always like, "I can't believe it." You can believe it. Why are you lying? Why are you lying?
Well, you
every year.
You should.
Every year they do this.
I want to see you in the house saying that to like Brittany when she's like intruders, and you're like, "You, this is this." If you've watched the show, this is a part of the show. This is part of the rules. If you weren't expecting this, you're an absolute dumb idiot.
Do some fucking research next time,
Brittany. You Brittany. Fucking dog.
God damn. Anyway, whatever.
Sorry, Brittany. You seem nice.
She's fine. She's fine.
She's fine. She's woman. Nice.
The end. so we have three intruders. The first one is Deanna.
Yep.
She is an elite sports person. She's a swimmer.
Ex-swimmer. She did Olympic tryouts.
Really?
Yep. She said that to him in that thing.
Mm, braggy.
Also, I think she kind of looks like a variation on Kat. Like she's like a super tan cat with long hair in my mind.
Cat,
the woman you're in love with.
Yeah, no, I just don't remember what any of these women look like anymore.
Oh, sorry, I'll bring Deanna up on my phone. I'll bring her up. Don't you worry about that.
I was really worried. Oh, I completely disagree.
You think you completely disagree?
She looks like someone else to me. You know who she looks like? You are not going to know who this person is. So there's a TV show, much like The Bachelor, called Flavor of Love.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Which is, do you know who Flavor Flav is?
No.
It's a hype man for Public Enemy. He had a reality show called Flavor of Love, which was basically The Bachelor, but just for Flavor Flav. And there were three seasons of it because he would dump them at the so he could make another season. And it's an amazing show. I don't think I could watch it now just because of how many strides we've taken as a society in terms of equality. It's a really misogynistic show. But anyway, she reminds me, she looks like the girl who won season one of that, whose nickname was Hoops. He gave them all a nickname because he didn't want to remember their real name.
What?
But her nickname was Hoops because she played basketball, which is actually better. Other ones got like delicious and like
big booty babe
ass, I guess. Like but she won season one, and I don't think she liked him very much, so they broke up.
Very funny.
And then she for ages was dating Shaquille O'Neal.
Ah,
yeah. So Hoops put up a comparison pick of that.
I'm with all the intruders. They're all the exact same shade of brown, and they all have the exact same shade of brown hair as well.
This is why it's so funny that they all walked in, and then all the original girls are like, they're all brunettes. Like that was like something really intimidating. I'm like, it's literally a hair color. Like, yeah. I feel like, oh my God, they're all brunettes. Oh my God. Like, does he like brunettes? Is that something?
I don't know. That's why I liked when Cass was like, they're all brunettes. I don't know what Nick's type is. I hope it's blondes.
She's so cute. Like, oh, bless. Okay, so that's Deanna. Second one, Jamie Lee, who is always up for an adventure.
Yep. She's a country girl.
Wow, what a personality.
Country girl, she was like, I'm obsessed with chickens. I was like, oh, you are not a country girl.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I froth chickens.
So he remarked that she looked really nervous. And Honey Badger's like, oh, it's so weird. It's like when your girlfriend's like standing a little bit far away, and then you're like talking to a girl and you make her laugh, and then you can feel your girlfriend like looking at you, and it's like really awkward. I'm like, yeah, it's exactly like that, because they are pretty much your girlfriends and you are meeting another girl. Why are you saying it's like this? It is this.
And you're like, calm down, love. It's like, what? This girl is also a potential girlfriend.
Yeah. She's become one of your girlfriends.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Because she's here. It's like, don't say it's like this when it is this, you goddamn idiot.
You are cheating on them. You're cheating on all of them.
And also, it's like, I don't know. I couldn't tell if he was like happy. So Nick found out that there were intruders after the girls did. So they showed up for the day. He's like, hey. And then Osha's like, guess what, bitch?
There's more.
And he didn't. I think I don't think he seemed happy about it, but then he's like, my heart's like, yeah, you beauty. But my brain's like, are you sure about this? How are you going to navigate this world now? those were his words. More normal than most, to be honest. But, like, why is your heart like you beauty?
Just say your dick. Pussies around.
Just say you've still got a big boner. God damn. And that's not me. That's not me exaggerating. What did he say?
He said, he was like,
a sheepdog couldn't chew through it.
Yeah, I had something a sheepdog couldn't chew through about Dasha doing the thing on the first day where she used him as like a monkey bar thing. yuck. Yeah.
Yuck.
Also, if you had a You didn't have a boner, because if you had a boner, it would have kept knocking her in the head. She was going down. Anyway. The third intruder is Brittany, who I love.
Oh, my God. Who does not love Brittany? So she walks up. She's got a bad – the first thing I wrote down is bad laugh.
How dare you? I think it is quite similar to mine.
Yeah. I always tell Danielle that when I'm editing, I can see where she's laughing, because it's like these perfect little spikes in the sound wave. It's just like, ha, 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 ha. There you go. There you go again.
Oh, boy.
She's like, I'm pretty funny. Woo! She's such a woo girl.
Woo, let's party! Woo, yay!
She's saying woo the whole time. Yeah. I love it.
So I just came back from Japan. I just came back from a few months in Japan. Konnichiwa. And you're like, oh, no. Oh, no. No, Brittany, no.
Konnichiwa.
Oh, no.
Fuck, that was the best. That was the best. Then she goes, move over, ladies. Brittany's here. Woo, shake it.
So funny. And it's
why is
it
she
like
saying shake it?
Edits to all the girls being like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Woo.
None of us are sleeping tonight.
I'm in love with her. I also love... Kat is seemingly very intimidated by Deanna.
Yeah.
I don't rate her. Those are her words. And then she just proceeds to pretend she can't remember her name at all.
It's a simple name. Deanna.
Her name's Danica. Whatever. But that's funny if you think they look the same.
I don't care.
But that might be why she's intimidated. But it's so funny. She keeps getting her name wrong. And like, I feel like I do that with people. Like, that I want to disrespect to, but it's usually, like, guys who who are rude to me.
Yeah. What? Marek.
Melvin.
Melvin. Moccasin. Marie Antoinette. Moon boot.
I'm calling every man that disrespects me moon boot.
Moon boot.
Okay, moon boot.
Speaking of moon boots. Actually,
We get into the actual date. Remember, we were here for a date. I don't.
No.
And it's sport time again.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my God, I'm so annoyed by these shitty
games. Insane. Bachelor, Moonhopper, netball tournament. Sorry, what the fuck is that?
I haven't seen a Moonhopper in quite a while. So if you've not watched the Moonhopper, it's kind of like an exercise ball, but then it's got two little handle like ear things, and then you like hold on to them and like bounce around on them. So it was that crossed with netball,
which makes complete sense. Because in netball you spin on the spot, and this is like hopping, not spinning. So very similar, you would say.
You do not look happy.
No, I don't look happy because this is horrible. Why can't we just play netball?
Because it's hopping because Nick used to be a wallaby, get it? This is what Osha says. These are Osha's words. And then one of the girls yells out, good one, Nick. Osha said it. Why did you say good one, Nick?
Well, Nick wrote the script, Naomi.
Nick didn't come up with any of this shit. I'm so mad. He gets credit for something he's not even saying now.
Well, Osha...
furious.
Might have said... maybe they edited it. And maybe Nick had said something like, yes. And then the girls were like, good one. Nick for agreeing. And then they edited it down just to make it look like.
Just for time.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. So they split up into teams. Emily and Cass get put with the intruders. And Kat's like, I'm glad I'm not with the intruders. With Dianica. And then they start playing this game, which starts to get pretty violent pretty quick.
Very violent.
to which Nick says, I just want to get involved.
Yes.
He just wants to be out there.
He defs wanked after. Because they were like falling on top of each other and they had tiny little pants on. And he was upset he wasn't involved and... He definitely was into it. After.
Yeah. They had the shortest shorts on.
I've never seen... I don't know where you get shorts that short.
You can get these, like, you know those period undies? I saw, like, an ad for... It's, like, sports short versions of those.
So you think they were wearing period undies?
With, like, shorts sort of sewn... like, the undies are sewn into it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool.
They're all on their... They've synced up.
They're all on their period now. That's actually a myth. Women don't actually sync up.
It's actually not a myth.
It actually is a myth.
Can you not shit on my womanhood? How dare you? We've talked about science before and how it's not welcome on the pod. So they're playing netball on the hoppers and then the hoppers are gone.
They completely throw them out. They're getting so into it.
Yeah.
And Kat is absolutely mashing people over.
Yeah.
Which is funny because in a previous sporting event, she'd won best and fairest.
Yeah. But that's, she knew. Yeah. She's very good at playing to what the prize is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She wanted it.
She did want it. And did their team win?
I don't know, but I don't really understand. What happened in this?
No one won.
No one won. Because what was the...
Okay,
was
wait.
Was there
so,
any prize? What was
well,
the
maybe
prize?
Maybe there might have been a prize, but something happened. Jamie Lee, one of the intruders, got knocked over by Brooke. What the hell, Brooke? You're supposed to be the people's princess.
Yeah, she felt
bad
about it.
I don't know why I'm
it.
Saying that she's like Princess Diana. I don't know where that came from.
She was so upset.
So this is what Nick had to say on it.
Cheers. Thank you, mother, for the rabbits. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang. And there goes your ribs. And that'll wake you up in the morning. Hooroo.
Hooroo.
Hooroo. Nah, that was all right. I'm on side. So, yeah, she got knocked down, hooroo, by Brooke, who was, like, mortified.
So upset she'd hurt somebody.
Poor Brooke.
Sweet angel.
She just wants to bring happiness to the world and care.
And everybody's upset because the honey badger carries Jamie Lee off the field.
Yeah.
So what, he's going to carry her? Why didn't the – I'll call the medics. Get them in. He cannot touch her. And Kat's like, I would have broke both my ankles if I'd have known.
That he would carry you carry inside. Me
what? You'd break both your ankles? What the fuck's wrong with you? Get your priorities sorted, Kat. And then
maybe she does like him.
Yeah, so was there any reason for this date? Like for this group date?
Pit women against each other, I think.
Okay, cool. Just to have hot contact sport.
Yeah, in shorty shorts.
Okay, cool.
Sick. And have their, like, you know, bits
bums
bouncing around.
Yeah, yeah, okay, cool. Awesome.
But it worked. Everyone got really violent and really jealous and people were saying that maybe Jamie Lee faked it, but she obviously didn't.
Because she came and back also, with a moon boot.
But like, she's like, ow, I hurt myself. And then Nick is straight over there being like, okay, yeah, we'll need this, we'll need that. And then Osha's like, can
somebody
we get
the
a medic? I'm like, mate, I know you've been around a lot of injuries in your time, but can you please just let a doctor do this? I fucking hate it when people do this when, like, there's something that they, like, kind of know about and they're like, yeah, I'm on this. I got this one. No need. Don't call anyone who's got more knowledge than me because I know what I'm doing. Just trust me. Don't you dare Google it.
Naomi, periods don't sync up.
How dare you? They sync up with us, with the moon, with our feminine energy.
don't get a doctor in here. Naomi doesn't want to know the truth.
I don't want to know the truth. I hate the truth.
But at the same time, if you've got an ankle, call a doctor. If you've got a bad ankle, call the doctor.
I went on the pill like a year after I got my period, so I never even had a chance to even think that I was syncing up with anyone. And that, I feel like I've missed out of a part of womanhood in that way, and it's really hard for me.
I'm sorry about that. Oh, no, babe, it's all right, babe.
I just feel like you're not being, like, sensitive to it.
I'm sorry.
And you're just, like, trying to use, like, facts to
But, like, both of us don't get our periods because we're on birth control. So, so yeah. Then think about that. We've both synced to not having periods.
Yeah. We're kind of synced up to, like, a flat line.
Yeah.
Of no periods.
Yeah, exactly. That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, we don't get our periods. Well, we don't get them together.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, I'm an actor. Hire me. Now, okay, we get back to the house. Jamie Lee's dead or something. And now they're just sort of, they're hanging out. Well, they're having like a get to know you.
Yeah, they're having like party. An evening. Like it's like casual attire.
Yeah.
And we see a talking head of Romy who just says, I don't think they're pretty.
Yeah, she's like, I was a bit nervous, but then I saw them and I was relieved.
She's like, okay, Romy.
Jesus Christ.
People have more to offer than just their looks. And also, all of you are beautiful. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I do think that they're like standards of what is pretty get really warped in there.
Yeah. If any normal human being walked in the house, they'd be like, oh, why is this troll monster here? What are they here for? The house was cleaned yesterday.
Are you a production assistant?
Why are you here?
So yeah, Rummy's relieved. And then we see more of Brittany, new Brittany, just getting into it, man. She's like, come on, let's drop it like it's hot. Let's drop it like it's hot. Come on, Nick. Gets Nick to get up and do a little dance.
It is. I've never seen hips move like that.
They shouldn't.
Yeah, it was very. The top of him was staying quite still, except for the little dinosaur arms that he was doing. And then his so hips were moving so wide. And, like, it was like he was trying to do a hula hoop, but there was no hula hoop there.
I hated it so much.
It was so bad.
It made me so upset.
That's not hot.
Not hot.
Not hot.
Brittany was like, you'll get used to me.
I don't think we will. I don't want to. I don't want to think. I don't want to take you for granted, Brittany. Yeah, I love you, Brittany.
Yeah. And then next day.
Single date.
Single date with who? Tennille. Who's that?
Who? Brown hair, brunette. Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, he does like brunettes, does he?
Maybe
he
does. I think it was just coinky, didn't she? Got brown hair and she hasn't been on a date yet.
I almost think that their hair color doesn't matter.
Yeah, I would say it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So Tennille, she's very beautiful. That's all we know.
Yes.
That's all we know. She has a mole on her face like I do. Just thought that was worth noting down.
Beautiful. Two beautiful women.
Beautiful women, beauty spots. Yep. Made me feel better about it. I used to be really insecure about the mole on my face. I used to want to get it removed.
Why?
Because these kids, this isn't funny. This is just sad. They used to, you know, this is like an Austin Powers movie and there was a bit where it was like, You know when they like molly. Do you remember that?
No, I haven't.
Oh. People probably will. There was like a character with like a giant mole on his face and then it was like the scene was basically that they couldn't pay attention to what he was saying because he had a huge mole on his face. And then these like two guys in my class, we were in like year 7, they were like 12, and they would like do that at me and I would just be like, ha ha.
Oh.
Anyway, but then I convinced myself that I was Marilyn Monroe born again because she also had one.
You and Tennille.
Yeah.
Marilyn Monroe's.
Yeah, so.
Beauties of a bygone era.
Thank you. And current era.
Yes. Still beautiful now.
Even post Austin Powers. we can have it all. We truly can.
This is the first date where they've clearly been told to dress in a certain way. Because Tennille's not wearing a dress. She's wearing jeans and she's wearing stuff that's suitable to be on a motorbike.
Oh yeah, good. Oh, that's like a safety issue though.
Yeah.
True. So he sees her. Oh God, I hated this.
Fill me in.
So he sees her and he's like, oh, you know when there's a packet of Tim Tams.
Oh, this was, yeah, horrible.
Going around and everyone's taken one and the packet is sliding off the Tim Tams. You can't see how many are inside and it's going around and you're like, oh, how many people are there? How many Tim Tams are there? There's 11 in a packet. I'm pretty sure. How many people are there? Oh, is there one that's going to get around to me? And then it gets handed to you, but the packet's still kind of on it and you don't know if there's going to be any left. And then you slide it off and, oh, there's one Tim Tam left. And, you know, that feeling has nothing to do with this, but I thought Tennille looked great. Fuck you!
That's got to be an ad for Tim Tam.
You reckon?
Yeah, I reckon Tim Tam's paid for whatever that was.
I don't think they
did. You don't reckon they did?
Nah.
What? Why would he say that?
I think he's...
Does he think that's a joke?
I think someone's... I don't think that's his joke.
Yeah.
No, I reckon someone said that to him. He's like, that's good. I'll work this in somewhere. Because it didn't really suit the situation. Like,
no, not at all.
It wasn't like you were nervous about something and then it was a relief when they appeared or something like that. Like, yeah.
And he does love just remembering stuff and regurgitating it back.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like a bird.
Yeah.
You know how they vomit up their food?
Yeah, he does that with words. He's trying to nourish the people with it.
Yeah, he's like, here's my personality. and that's what I do when I hear it. Anyway, whatever. Way to, like, neg her in, like, a talking head. Like, oh, you know this good feeling? Oh, no, that's got nothing to do with you, but you look all right. Like, fuck you. Why can't you just say something nice?
Yeah, she looked...
I know I'm overreacting to this.
She looked pretty. She looked very pretty in a motorbiking attire. There you go, Nick. Take a leaf out of our book. Why don't you say that sometime, hey?
You'll call him pretty and I'll be like, she has a personality. I'll always find a
you
way.
You can't to... say she looks smart. Like, you got to talk to them first.
That's true. God, I hate him. So they're on a motorbike. He's like, oh, I'm a honey badger. Honey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Beekeepers, whatever. They're at a bee thing. And then they have to, like, they're finding out how to, like, harvest honey.
Yep, they're extracting it.
So they're doing that, and then they're going to, like, eat the honey. And so he holds up, it's like a piece of honeycomb.
Yeah.
And she's like, what do I do? He's like, oh, just put the whole thing. She's like, the whole thing? I'm like, oh, just some of it. Oh, whatever. He very clearly implies
to bite it. This. Yeah.
So then she bites into it, and then he's like,
what'd you do that for?
Yeah. She's like, what? He's like, you're just supposed to suck it. And I'm like, you told her to eat it.
Yeah.
You told her to take a bite.
Yeah, you said however much you want, not suck it.
No.
But it would have been weird if he was like, suck it.
Yeah. He's like holding something up and she just like sucks on it. No, she bit it. It was honeycomb. So it had the honey in it, but also a bunch of wax. And so then poor little Tennille.
Chewing on it for ages.
Just chewing, just for so long. And then they make this huge deal about how she had to spit the wax out eventually.
So funny that she did it when his back was turned.
What a riot. She's like, I had to spit it out.
It's like, yeah, because you can't swallow the wax. And she was like, I like that when she was like, is this going to go away? And they were like, nah.
And she keeps chewing it for a while.
Yeah. I think they might be lying to me. No, they're not lying to me.
They eat honey. That's the date. The date is they ate honey.
These dates are getting more and more tiresome, aren't they? What are they going to be doing by the end of the show? All right, today we're going to go harvest some yarn and then we'll wrap it up into balls. And you'll see how they get to send it off to Spotlight and Lincraft. So what a fun date.
That'll happen now.
Good ad for Spotlight and Lincraft.
So then, of course, they have their couch time. Where Nick says, do you know what the lunar cycle is? And Tennille trying to bumble through an answer like, oh, the moon. Oh, like the moon. I don't understand why he asked this question. And then he says, I don't know what it is. The fuck was that?
Yeah.
What? Why?
Well, I think he did it. He said it something about honey mead because they were drinking honey mead. And apparently after you get married for the first moon cycle after the marriage, you get enough honey mead for that whole moon cycle. And he was like, do you know what a lunar cycle is? And she was like, moon. Was shadows. Water. Maybe? Who knows? And then he was like, anyway, yeah, that's where the term honeymoon comes from. That's pretty much how the conversation went.
Honeymoon.
Yeah.
Oh.
Honeymead, honeymoon. So that's where the term honeymoon comes from, is people drinking honeymead back in the day.
Oh, that's actually interesting.
Naomi, they said that in the show.
I don't know. I zoned out. I don't care anymore.
You wanted to do this.
I was live tweeting as well. I was on Twitter. I was like, God damn. All right. They're eating honey. What else is there?
And then we see like a thing about how Tennille sort of says in the real world she wouldn't kiss Nick. Knowing that he'd kissed so many people recently.
Yeah.
Which I think is, like, a pretty normal way to feel.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's like, yeah, I don't think many people are too keen on being like, I want to kiss this guy who I'm sort of dating, but he's also dating all these other women and kissing all of those other women.
Yeah, it means a kiss means nothing.
Yeah, it makes the situation weird because you know all the other kisses and you've heard about them and it just, it's not a normal situation. Then everybody's like bagging Tennille out for this. And then she kisses him because she's like having a fun time or whatever. And also you've got a lot of pressure on you to kiss him.
Uh-huh.
Like a lot of pressure, you know. So she kisses him. And also I don't understand why everybody's so angry. It's like, yeah, this situation is pretty much like a crazy, like the craziest polyamory situation ever. Because it's like one dude to heaps of women.
But also, it's not polyamory, though, because in polyamory, it's, like, very respectable. Like, it's, yeah, like, multiple relationships happening at once, but it's, like, yeah, everyone's fine with it. Whereas it's, like, all the women are, like, I can't wait until all the other women die.
Yeah. True. There's some sort of contract in it.
Yeah.
There's no contract in this.
No, it's, like, a really weird straight person thing.
Yeah.
It's, like, weird monogamy, like...
Yeah, it's very strange. I don't understand. And yeah, anyway, it's horrible. The whole situation, this bachelor situation, is horrible.
Yep.
Then Tennille gets back to the house. She tells the girls about the kiss.
Yeah.
The girls, they hate it, the thing I understand is they got mad because they said that Tennille had talked. She was talking about the kiss heaps, and I was annoyed because previously they'd gotten angry at Brittany for not telling them about her kiss.
Yes.
If she kissed them. So I was like, what the fuck do you girls want?
I think they want them not to kiss him.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense, right? Yeah. They're going to get mad either way. But it seems like, and we don't know Tennille, right? We haven't seen Tennille.
No.
So I can understand if Tennille is... She's probably a little bit judgmental if she's, like, being a bit like, oh, I think it's a bit gross. Like, I'm pretty sure she said it's, like, yuck. It's not just, like, oh, it's, you know, it doesn't mean anything. I think she probably was a bit judgmental when other girls had kissed him. So I kind of do understand where they're coming from. But then you've got, like, yeah, Kat, Romy, and Alicia just sitting on the couch being like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I hate them. Wow, this is excellent commentary.
I hate them.
So they're pretty annoyed at her for kissing him. But it's like, you don't know what you're going to do until you get into the situation.
Yeah.
Get over it. All right. Yeah. She was probably a little bit of a priss about it when other girls were kissing him. But
yeah,
who cares? So then Jamie Lee gets back. She's in a moon boot. Moon boot.
Moon boot.
Call
back.
Call back to when you said we'll talk about moon boots later.
Call back. Just letting you know we're at that point now. Woo! We got there.
So, and Nick talks to Jamie Lee. Nick seems to like Jamie Lee. He says he likes her calming presence.
Why does he just... I think he just likes quiet women.
Yeah. But to be fair, he's not really... He's pretty calm himself, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he's very much... Like, I initially, when he said that, I was like, what, you like your women fucking meek and weak, you piece of shit? But I was like, actually, he's pretty chill. Like, he's a pretty chilled out guy. Unless he, like, goes into rages, which I can also see.
Yeah. I would love to see one of those rages on TV.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Oh, not like
that's
a
terrifying.
Not a violent one, just like a yelling at a game or something.
Oh, yeah. He's a honey badger.
Mm.
They're really violent.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then we have, and then it all blows up.
Also,
oh my God.
Sorry, the girls get angry again at Jamie Lee because Nick picks her up again.
Yeah.
She can't walk. She's struggling to walk. He's just trying to make it faster. He probably also got told by the producers to do it. Like, settle the fuck down. She's hurting. And none of you are being nice to her, as far as I can see.
No. Yeah, they're all just probably, like, walking past her and kicking her bloody moon boot.
Ow! Ow! Guys, ow!
Oops.
Ow!
Oops.
Why are you... Ow!
Whoops.
Ow. I'm bleeding! You've made me bleed!
Oopsie daisy! So then Romy... Yeah, so they're all sitting around. Romy is like... Hey, Tennille, remember how you said that kissing, you think that, like, women kissing Nick is gross and then you kissed him? Like, what's that about? And then she's like, I didn't say that. I just said I wouldn't do this in real life because, like, she's like, stop putting words in my mouth, basically. And Romy's just, like, going for it.
Yeah.
Romy's
just she's like, trying to cause a fuss. And she is wearing a Cruella de Vil outfit.
That's what I wrote down.
Yeah.
It's like Cruella de Vil.
I was like, they dressed you like that on purpose.
Yeah. She's got this like white dress on with like these feathery shoulders.
Yeah. It's like a big fur almost. But with yeah. Feathers. I was like, okay. That's and so much cleavage as well.
Oh.
I was like, your face has been framed by feathers and cleavage so that your like evil looks can like stand out more.
Evil seductress.
Yes. That's exactly what they went for.
Mm-hmm. So she just keeps. Yeah, so Romy just keeps being like, but you said this and you said that, and there doesn't really seem to be a reason. I just can't justify her doing this, and also in front of everyone. Like, if you were personally hurt by her saying that kissing Nick was gross because you did, because you, like, attacked him, then maybe talk to her about it, but don't talk to her about it across a room in front of everyone. Seems like you're just doing it for the drama, which I love. Thank you, Romy. So then Tennille walks away.
Yeah.
Who's like, fuck this. No, I'm over it, which understandable because, like, Romy's just, like, keeps digging at her. And then she walks up to Sophie. So Tennille and Sophie are talking. Remember Sophie? So then they start talking and Romy comes up again. And he's like, hey, so what the fuck? What does Romy even say?
Yeah, Romy says, yeah, she's like, I can't remember what she said, but she's like, oh, I think it's, yeah, I can't remember what she says, but Tennille's like, I just wanted to get away and, like, leave you alone. Like, could you please stop coming at me? And she's like, wow, stop being so aggressive.
Yeah.
And, like, it was like, what? But she wasn't being aggressive, you gaslighting bitch.
She literally said, can you let me speak?
Yeah.
She was like, stop being so aggressive. But it's like, it's Tennille's talking to Sophie and she's like, oh, they're doing this, they're doing that. And Romy comes up not to be like, hey, are you okay? Which is how she frames it later on. But she's just like, just like still trying to argue with her basically.
Yeah.
And like keeps interrupting.
Trying to follow her around.
Yeah. Stop being really aggressive, I say, as I'm following you everywhere and screaming at you. So then that's when Tennille just snaps, basically.
Yeah.
She's like, fuck this.
Because there will be so much stuff that's also not been filmed.
Yeah.
Like, well, not so much stuff that's not been put on air. She's probably been being bullied and treated horribly by these girls for weeks.
Well, that's why they're always like, there's two sides to every story and, like, what you see isn't exactly it. So,
yeah.
Honestly, I feel like Tennille is probably a little bit stuck up.
Yeah.
Which are bad words to use. they just like seem sexist to me, but I'm going to use them anyway. But just like in terms of like saying that like kissing someone is gross, it's like a tiny bit slut shamey. So I'm just like, I understand that there are two sides to this, but also stop like following her around if she's trying to get away from you.
Yeah, definitely.
So I do understand that. So I kind of understand why, especially in terms of this. So everyone was like really annoyed after this episode that it was like bullying. It was huge on Twitter. Romy was just getting annihilated online. But, then people were like, I know Ashley again, who left, spoiler again, sorry, was like, there are two sides.
Yeah. It would be weird as well because, I mean, the thing is with Romy is, like, I'm sure that, like, she's saying these things of her own accord, or even if she's being forced to or asked to, she's going along with it, which isn't great. But, I mean, she didn't have to follow her around everywhere, but the producers are probably, like, directing her to be like, go and why don't you go and talk to Tennille more or go do that? And she's probably like, oh, if I want airtime, I'm going
to
go do that.
Yeah, and they're like, you have to sort this out. It's like your last chance before. Otherwise, like, it's going to – I'm sure they, like, make her keep talking for sure. Anyway, so Tennille is just like, I'm done. So she just starts walking away. She's like, can you take my mic off to one of the – we completely break the fourth wall here, which I love because it's, like, very unreal.
Yeah. When I was watching it, I was like, oh, my God, this is, like, that episode that I watched that Naomi told me to watch.
Yeah, it's, like, pretty much the same thing where a woman's just like, I've fucking had enough
gotta
go. I'm bolting.
I gotta go.
Which has not happened in this show before. We haven't had something as dramatic and, like, fourth wall-y as this happened.
That's crazy.
Ever. So, like, she just, like, she's like, fuck this. So she's like, can you undo my – like, can you take my mic off? And then this guy's like, sorry, I can't do that. And she's like, well, if you don't do it, I'm going to do it. And he's like, I can't do that. Like, and then she's just like, okay, fine. She unzips the back of her dress as she's walking away and she's like taking the mic pack out. She's like, fuck this. And then, she just starts walking like away. Like, she just starts walking down the street. And then there's this producer, like a little Rachel Goldberg. He's just like, babe, stop, babe, come
it's
back.
Dangerous.
Babe, it's dangerous.
So it's not dangerous. You don't have a film set that's dangerous.
No, it's a fucking road. And it's not even like a public road. You just don't want her, like, you can't film her out here.
Yeah.
And you really... So
slash, you've got a battery pack and mic and you're like, ah!
So this producer's clearly just trying to run up with his microphone to get it, like, freaking out. It's like, it's dangerous how far away you are from the cameras right now.
Yeah, there's nothing that's going to happen to her if she goes into the bush for 20 minutes.
No.
Leave her alone.
So it's just this producer's just like, babe, come back, my babe. And eventually she gets Tennille to stop because Tennille's like, get the camera away, I can see the camera.
Yeah.
Because obviously they're going to follow her around with the camera, even though she's like, please stop, because these women have no autonomy. And so then they stop behind a tree, she'll like hide. I'm guessing she wouldn't even realize that the producer has a mic.
Yeah.
On her. So they're...
That's horrible.
Yeah. So you can see, like, the edge of her dress coming out from behind a tree, but you can't see her. And then the producer's talking to her and just being like, Nick gave you a rose.
He wants you to stay.
Yeah. Oh, did we say that Nick gave her a rose? Nick gave her a rose.
He gave her a rose. She's safe.
Yeah, it's like, Nick wants you to stay. You hear, like, you're here for Nick, basically convincing her to stay. And she's like, I'm over this.
Yeah.
But anyway, she doesn't, I don't know how she convinces her to stay.
I don't know. I think she's more like, I suppose maybe, I mean, I'm sure the daily rate of pay is pretty good.
No.
No? It's not? No. What the fuck are they doing this show for?
Instagram followers. How many times do I have to say Instagram followers Jesus for you to understand?
Christ. So a lot of people are not getting many Instagram followers.
Well, yeah, that's you got to make.
Got to be sassy.
Yeah, you got to make an impression, man.
I'm going to see how many Instagram followers Tennille has.
Okay, probably a few because she's pretty. Very pretty.
Tennille Favios. She's got 17.2.
Mm.
Well, she's got the most beautiful long hair I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my word. What a goddess.
It's so beautiful. Goes down to, what, her waist?
Yeah, her waist. Jesus Christ.
She's a stunner. She's a true stunner.
She's also got that beautiful, like, dark brown hair I wish I had, not mousy brown like I do.
Okay, well.
I mean, we've both got the same color, but yeah, I think it's beautiful on you,
I
Naomi.
I know we do.
Whoa, have you seen this green dress? Whoa.
Danielle, this is terrible content for a podcast. You're just swiping through
pictures.
I'll
put it on the Instagram, guys.
Look at this.
You're all going to mazz over it. It is a hot photo.
Obviously, we'll all mazz over it. So the producer convinces Tennille to come back. And then Tennille's like, I'm so sorry. It's like apologizing to the producer.
That was a classic woman.
Yeah. So she's sorry. Like, yeah, I'm furious. How dare you? Ha ha ha. And they're like friends. And I'm like, that's cute. But also, you've just manipulated her and made her like cry into a secret microphone.
Mm. Poor.
It's very, if you have not watched Unreal, it'll change your whole outlook on the show. So, and then we cut back to the snakes complaining. Kat's like, you're not the victim, mate. And I'm like,
I don't know. Seems like she's kind of a bit.
And they're like, and then Romy's just spreading that she's like, yeah, she just went, and she's, oh my God, she's so aggressive. She just went crazy. And it's like, she's literally just trying to get away from me. She literally had to run away. So, Tennille comes back. She's all right. You know what I love so much is that, like, they've all kind of turned on the intruders, as they always do. Because if you're living with a bunch of women for 7 weeks that you're also competing against, and then new ones come in, it's actually, like, creates, like, a solidarity between
pack
you.
Mentality.
Yeah. And I just love that they're calling themselves the originals, and they're like, if an intruder stays, one of the originals goes. And I'm like, shut up.
What is happening?
Yeah. Stop calling yourself the originals. It's so, it happens every time as
well. Yeah, you've been here for 4 weeks, babes.
8 weeks. Seven
Eight weeks. Is it really a week per episode?
Yeah.
That is fucking crazy.
So I have been doing some like shifts on Triple M Modern Digital.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to plug. It was a digital radio station.
Cool.
Online. Not heaps of people listen, but we interviewed. So at the end of this episode, the intruders all stay, which is, everyone's like, what the fuck? And Rhiannon and Alicia leave. Rhiannon and Ashley leave. And Rhiannon, that was so funny. Rhiannon is just like, she just like, as soon as it happens, she's looking at all the other girls and she's like, I told you. I told you. I knew it. I told you. And I'm like, all right, you knew. You told him.
You knew he didn't like you.
Relax.
Well, you were weird on that date you did last week.
Oh, poor Rhiannon. So, yeah, of course, Rhiannon was the one who,
after she was like, do we kiss now? Should we kiss? I don't know. Is it weird? Anyway.
Done?
Weird.
Are we done? Oh, we'll stay? Okay. Keep sitting here.
Fine, Nick. Whatever. Okay.
Poor little Rhiannon. Anyway, so she leaves and also Ashley leaves. So I got to interview Ashley on the radio.
Big get.
Yeah, thank you. It was very like media trained responses. But one of the things she talked about was she has a son.
Oh.
Which like, who knew, right? She's a 9-year-old son called Jaden. And
she never got to tell him that because...
Well, she told him. That's the thing. She's like, people like, apparently they were like... articles saying that she like didn't tell him and you know she like hid it from him and stuff. She's like, no, we had time away from the house where like I like told him about my son and showed him pictures and stuff and it was really cute.
It was just edited out.
They just like cut her whole arc.
That's crazy. So some people have had like single dates that we just haven't seen then.
Well, I guess she said time away from the house. So I don't know if that's like at cocktail parties. But yeah, true. I don't know. Maybe he's just like popping in and just like hanging out with them. Who knows? I should have asked her more about that.
Yeah.
And then she gave all these like media trained responses to like, was there bullying? She's like, well, there's two sides, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Ashley said, and she wrote this on her Instagram as well, that like for her it was like a mutual decision with Nick to send her home. So she's like, so I look really surprised at the end there, but it was only because Rhiannon left because no one thought Rhiannon was going to leave.
Yeah, okay.
But she basically said it was like a mutual understanding, and she like basically sat down with Nick and was like, I miss my son.
Yeah,
obviously this isn't going anywhere. Like we're not hitting love. It off. It's not gonna happen. Like I think I need to go home because like 7 weeks away from your son,
that's heaps.
That would be so long,
especially for the son. And he can't even like, I mean, I'm assuming this was filmed ages ago, you know.
Yeah,
but like, yeah, that would be so hard because he like, they don't have phones and stuff either.
No,
so it's just like 7 weeks like cold turkey. Your son doesn't get to correspond with you at all.
Yeah, it would be fucked up. I spent a night away from the dog that I've had for a month, and it was like, I miss him. yeah, it would be. And, like, I always, like, miss my, like, niece and nephews so much, and yeah, they're not my children.
Yeah.
I'm just related to them. I'm always like, I miss them so much. Anyway, so I thought, yeah, 7 weeks, that's like a fuck ton of time. So, yeah, they are, it is a week per episode. I just thought it would be a few days.
Yeah.
No, but obviously it takes a while to film this stuff. And, like, I reckon, like, the nighttime stuff, they film it over several nights and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because those cocktail parties are crazy. But, yeah, so I got you the Hot Scoop by Triple M, Modern Digital.
That is.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Naomi, so much for that scoop.
Yeah, I was like, "Ooh, is it Rihanna or Ashley?" Oh, it's Ashley.
I love a scoop.
But she was fine.
Can I do? Nice. Somebody messaged the Instagram page of the show. Yes, it was Liv Ellis. Shout out to Liv. Liv and I were talking about our who we think our top three would be.
Okay, now,
my top three have changed since this because one of them is no longer in the show. But I think maybe we know what's going to happen in the next episode. But excluding that, maybe because we've got a bit of time left for this one, this episode, don't we? Like
a little bit.
Like, who do you think your top three are for like the final three?
Top three?
Yeah, for the show.
Brooke?
Yeah.
I mean, shit, I'd have to have all their names in front of me.
Mm. Surely it'd be.
Okay, hang on, pause. So I reckon my top three that I think will be there or that I want to be there?
Think will be there.
Brooke.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany.
Yep.
And I don't know. I don't know who else.
I reckon maybe I'm on Brooke, Cass and Shannon.
Cass.
Yeah, Cass. I reckon she might stay because I think he might like feel sorry for her.
Nah, but I think she'll come like fifth or something like that.
Yeah, you don't reckon.
But then I can't tell you who will be the top four.
Hmm.
I don't know, man. Yeah, maybe someone like Shannon or Sophie.
Yeah.
They're the same.
Yeah, they are. They're quite similar. They're both like,
I think, just we chill ladies. So Shannon had like the first date, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always a pretty good indicator of, like, we'll stick around.
Yeah.
But
she didn't kiss, which you said the kiss is a good indicator.
Yeah, was that Brittany, if you don't count Rumi?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go, I think, Shannon, Brittany, and Brooke.
Shannon, Brittany, Brooke. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Also, shout out to Liv, because then I read that message and she talked about how... So Liv and I stayed on campus. She was one of the nice girls when I talked about how I didn't have many girlfriends.
Oh, yeah.
She was always really lovely. And she was like, sorry to hear about the shitty rumor that you had spread about you, Naomi. Halls could be a bit like the Bachi Mansion. Yes, it could, Liv. Thank you. You and I, we're like Blair and Shannon. And everyone else is like Romy and Kat. So shout out to Liv. Should we see if we have any reviews? We have 4 emails. Did you know that?
Oh, my God, no. I didn't
know. I haven't responded to any of them, but I looked at them with joy. I thought maybe we could respond together. Do you want me to?
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Give you some. Yeah, shout out to the people who sent emails. There's 4 emails. I'm not going to read through all of them. One thing, Geordie McGrath sent through a link to a news.com.au article where Shannon says like the N-word on her Instagram.
Oh my word. Okay.
And she's now deleted it. But she's like, her defense was like, it was like a joke between her and her friend, who is a person of color. And it was like, basically her friend gave her permission to,
okay,
to say the N-word. So don't think that still counts, Shannon. And then also sent through footage of Vanessa Sunshine on saying that her like goodbyes were edited out, so she like actually said goodbye to Nick. She hugged all the girls except Romy, who were like camping.
Yeah,
and then they just edited out, so she just like looked like she like stormed off. But yeah, like, no one even cared. No one was like, "What a bitch!"
Everyone I could was tell just that was like, edited.
That's bullshit.
Yeah,
yeah. What did she say? I can't wait for Nick to inevitably fuck up and pick one of the bland, homogenous blonde women instead of Brooke. Yeah, true. Also, she's very young. Someone asked why we've got. Oh my god! So we've let Tarzo in. We let Tarzo into the room.
Been a nightmare.
And now he's just like scratching at the door trying to get out. Anyway, thanks to people who sent emails. I now feel like our email account is worth it. We're going to get back to all of you because you're all really cute and we love you.
We love you.
Someone said a good idea. Someone in an email said that it'll, like, one way to do something semi-queer for The Bachelor. They were like, first of all, I'm not 100% on board with the idea because it's, like, a very, like, huge and diverse category of people trying to distill it into a show. And I was like, A, true. Wow, good point.
Yeah.
But B, they were like, you could have someone like Madonna or something and they're just like, it's a competition to try and find them a best friend. And I was like, what? I was like good input, good thinking, but also like imagine a show where you're trying to find a best friend and then every week you have to be like, I don't want to be your friend by, like, you can have more than one friend.
That is brutal. You're all my friends. Top 12, done.
But then I was thinking this morning, not everyone, like, you could still have everyone be straight on The Bachelor, but you could just, like, not make everyone cis. And also I was like, maybe everyone isn't cis and we just don't know about it because that's entirely possible as well.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, maybe they've been being trans inclusive this whole time.
Yeah. Maybe.
But probably not.
Because I want to know. Sorry. I want to know what Brooke's secret is.
Brooke's secret?
Yeah.
My prediction.
Yeah.
Is that she tells him that her mother committed suicide. Because that's how she passed away, which is really sad. But they're making it sound like she has like a secret kid or something like that. But that's what I reckon she tells him. That's my prediction. Because I read that. She's like talked about it before.
That's sad.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it might be that she has an ex-husband or something.
23.
Yeah, no, but she could have been married when she was like, I've got a friend who's my age and like a year and a bit ago she got separated from her husband.
Jesus Christ.
So she would have been 23.
Yeah, that's true. Two of my very close friends are married.
We've all got friends who are married.
Sorry to brag. They also have kids.
That's crazy.
Like, what the fuck are you doing? No, their kids are very cute. Okay.
Tazza was a busy boy today.
Sorry about him. No new reviews, though.
No new reviews. But email's good. Thank you, everybody.
Email's good. No reviews, bad. Please do the 7 things that we ask you to do, no less.
Like the Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, even though we don't use the Facebook very often. Naomi hasn't even granted me access to it. Send us an email.
Fucking hell.
Do reviews. Sorry, Naomi has just gone to get Tazo to stop barking.
At Batch Bitch Pod, Twitter and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, again.
Like, subscribe, share with your buddies.
Share with your friends.
Instagram, I think, is our number one platform, is it? Would you say?
Unless you are watching me live tweet.
Yeah, those are very funny. I usually read them the day after and then give them a like. That was funny. Very good, Naomi. I have to usually, most of the time it seems like I've been gigging on the Wednesdays or Thursdays, so I have to watch the episodes after, and so I have to try and not be spoiled. And so it is nice to afterwards go and have a look at Naomi's tweets. Or not. Personal preference.
Sick man.
It's good, you know.
Leave us a tell your friends, whatever. You can figure it out. And we'll talk to you. We'll talk to you in the next episode, comes out in a couple days.
Yep. Okay. Hooroo.
Oh, PS, here's a here's something we tried to do as an intro and it didn't work. Bye.
Oh yeah.
That was too bad. We can do. We can.
play that at the end of the episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.